Philippians chapter 4, verse 21 to 23 is where I would like to point your attention today. Amen. Thank you, musicians, singers, worshipers. Praise the Lord. God is so good. And every day that ends with a Y. Amen. Amen. I agree with that. Praise the Lord. Just by way of general announcements, if you know somebody in our church that burns firewood and they would like to come and get some, come on. Come and tell me who they are. And they will see that they have some. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 21. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. Amen. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. My topic today is the value of a saint. Amen. The value of a saint. Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, we are, even tonight, Lord, looking to you. Open my understanding, open my mouth, Lord, to say words. Lord, that we would, by the scriptures, and Lord, even by that which you have done within us, Lord, give thanks, Lord, for the saints in your household. Thank you, Lord, today for all of this. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. When I got back into church, you know, as a young person, I was in church, and then I got back into church as a young adult, say 20 years old. Brother Robert Hall was my pastor in Chesapeake, Virginia. And one of his favorite sayings, and I don't know how many times I heard it, but a whole lot. I heard it a bunch of times. Because he wanted to point out, I'm thankful that you're here. I'm thankful for what you do. You know, he would say, a saint of God is a jewel. It's like a very precious thing. Amen. Its price is above money. Amen. It's more valuable than, you know, a gift. It is a jewel. It's a jewel here, and it'll be a jewel. I mean, God is going to, you know, give you your reward. Amen. And so, now I related to it then, but from a different perspective. I relate to it now in that, you know, I'm sitting in the place of the pastor. And man, is it ever a jewel when a saint of God, when I'm talking about not just somebody that comes to church once in a while. Okay, well, let me get into my lesson here. Paul suggested that we salute every saint. So it's biblical to say thank you to the saints. Salute, man. Saints are wonderful. Amen. They are precious, both to the pastor and to God, and to the church. Amen. It's valuable in so many, many ways. So Paul was right. We are to salute true saints. They are very valuable in the church. They're above putting a price tag on it. They're, you know, somebody who will pray, somebody who will, you know, support you and be with you and be a part of and partake in and have faith. Praise God, they are precious. And I believe it is right that the pastor should say thank you to the saints. Amen. So thank you, saints of God. Amen. Now, allow me to clarify also, there is a difference between saints and just people who go to church. There's a difference. Amen. In our church, And I have been, you know, asked by people to come as their pastor and, say something for them in a court of law. And okay, I'm going to go. I'll go because you asked me. And I'll tell them that you've been to our church. You know, I'll say something nice, but I'm not going to lie for you. You know, I'm not going to lie. You know, yes, they first came to our church more than a year ago, and we've seen them many times. You got to be kind of vague sometimes. and the judge never gets into detailed questions of religious matters. Almost ever, never. So I can go and sit before a judge and, you know, tell the truth and nothing but the truth and tell that judge, this is a person that goes to our church. They are a member. You know, you can come to our church one time and claim to be a member, and I would say, yes, they come to our church. Sunday school membership doesn't require almost anything other than that you must have showed up at our church. Amen. Now, I am very thankful for people that show up to our church. Please don't misunderstand me. I think it is a wonderful thing that there are new faces in our church. I am thrilled. In fact, I try to make it my practice. If I'm looking around in the middle of worship service and I see a new face that just walked in, I want to leave what I'm doing, make my way back there, shake their hand and greet them. And just, you know, it might be a 10-second conversation. It might be a minute. Who knows? But I want to go back there and greet them and welcome them. I am so happy that they are here. I'm glad that they took time from their day to come to church here. And I'm thrilled. Praise God for new people in the house of God. But that's not where it ends. Amen. I want that person that just came to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. To hear the preaching of the Word of God. To have the anointing of God fall upon them. Amen. So I'm thrilled. When that person turns from sin and makes further steps toward God. Amen. Just coming is great. It's wonderful. I'm glad they showed up. But man, it's even better when they obey the Scriptures. Amen. When they feel the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost and they repent, or perhaps, you know, they get baptized, you know. And you know what? If they're walking towards God and they're hungering for things of God, God is going to fill them with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I have never, ever known God to withhold His Spirit from an honest, repented heart. Always. God does wonderful things in their life. Amen. And that's what I'm praying for. I'm praying that that would continue. That person that just comes would have an experience with God. You know, that they would have the Acts 2:38 experience and be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Repent, be baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. And that, my friend, is also not the end. Amen. It's a really good beginning. Amen. It's a really good progression of making major, valuable, essential movement toward God. It changes our life. Amen. Praise God. So I'm thrilled when those additional steps happen. Now, when they are participating in Bible studies, whoo-hoo, man, now they're going to get it. Now they're going to grow. You want to talk about something that will get a pastor excited. Somebody that has come to church, somebody that has received the salvation experience, they've They know what Acts 2:38 is because it happened in their life. And they are going through Bible studies at home. Praise the Lord. And they're going through Elements class at church. Amen. And they show up week after week after week, service after service. Man, whew, that person is going to go far. Amen. God wants to do great things in that person's life. In fact, I am confident that God will do great things in their life. Amen. Bible studies, prayer meetings. Man, that's wonderful stuff. I'm so glad. I'm thrilled when people participate in those things. Amen. It's good for our church. It's good for their own lives. And man, it sure encourages the pastor, I can tell you that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Becoming faithful in attendance is a very high on the list of spiritual maturity. Amen. When you put attending the house of God as a priority in your life, amen, it says so much about your walk with God. Amen. It means that being in the presence of the Lord has a priority in your life. Amen. Praise God. Now, those are all things that, you know, people becoming church members, they begin their walk with God, but there is this long and sometimes arduous process of discipleship. Sometimes people show up once in a while at church for a very long time and never truly become a disciple. There are some that I see periodically that they are welcome. I will shake their hand and I am their pastor. If they want me to pray for them, I'd come. I would go to the hospital to see them. They could call me in the middle of the night and I would show up. I would do what I can to help them, to pray for them. But the discipleship is lacking in their life. That happens too. A Christian author, he's written many books, Alan Redpath, I took this quote from him. The conversion of a soul is the miracle of a moment, but the manufacture of a saint is the task of a lifetime. I'm still working on being a saint. Amen. I'm still working on it. He's still working on me. You ever heard that? He's still working on me. This writer hit the nail on the head. Saints are continuously being molded by God. Amen. Continuously being shaped by the Spirit, by how that God is moving at that time, in that place, and with these people. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was so thrilled to be back in church and living for God and living a changed Christian life as that young person under Brother Hall. I thought, man, this would be, I'm going to live the rest of my life like this. You know, I wanted to just keep being a saint. I was so happy. But you know what? As God moves on you, as the days and years tick by, God has more things for you to do in His kingdom. Amen. Those that become saints will be used by God. Amen. They will. Amen. Praise. No, you don't have to become a pastor. But God wants to use you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that also is the reason why pastors of every church I've ever heard of, every minister, every pastor hates to lose a saint. Do you realize I am on loan from Bible World Church? Still? From 1997? Praise the Lord. My pastor told me you can be on loan. Okay, Pastor. So here I am. And until God takes me off alone, this is where I'm at. Praise the Lord. But every pastor hates to lose a saint. You know, somebody who was faithful, somebody who is dedicated and committed, somebody who is faithful. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, there'll be more people to come in the door and fill a pew. There'll be more people to drive by and happen their way in, or a family member come, or somebody that was invited. There'll be more people to sit in the pew. But the manufacturer, a saint, is precious. Amen. Even the steps of becoming a saint is beautiful. Amen. It is glorious in my eyes. What a wonderful thing God is doing in their life. Amen. And I gotta say that I believe God rejoices. Amen. Over even one sinner that repents. Amen. Praise the Lord. This church has seen a lot of people come and a lot of people go. Some of those people left the church. Some of those people are still in the church. Some of those people are ministers now in other churches. Amen. Well, thank God that they're living for God. Thank the Lord that they are, wherever they are, if they got an experience with God and got a foothold in the kingdom of God in this church, well then praise God that we were a part of helping them live for God. Amen. And I'm still thrilled that God is using them even in another place. Amen. And I rejoice when I see them again. I see them at General Conference or a convention or Winter Fire or, you know, some place where we gather together. I'm thrilled. Amen. There is no bitterness in me over them at all. Zero. Amen. I'm thrilled when they continue to live for God. I'm saddened when they don't. And there's something that just sticks right through you. When, man, how could you possibly not know God is real? When He healed your baby right before your eyes. When He healed your body when you were sick. How He put you back together when you were falling apart. How can you not know that God is still real? There's something I still to this day can't comprehend. It's beyond my understanding. This church has seen a lot of them. There's hundreds of people in this book. Names and dates and people that were baptized in this building. Hundreds of them. And yet we're not running hundreds. So many have come. And more are staying. Amen. Our numbers are growing. Amen. Our church is on a growth pattern. Amen. God is doing something very, very special in our church. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe that He will continue to do very special things here. Amen. I believe that Apostolic Lighthouse, as a church, is a valuable contributing factor in the kingdom of God. Amen. Yes, in this local assembly. Yes, in the people that come and worship here. Yes, in our own lives. But this church is a factor in the kingdom of God far beyond the walls of this building. Amen. Far beyond the community that we live in. Amen. We are influencing ministers and ministries around the world. Amen. With our missions giving. Amen. With the things that we support that are outside of our local assembly. Amen. It matters in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. But we still feel the pain of the loss of a single saint or of a single member. Every life is important. Amen. Every person is important in the kingdom of God. When you lose active members in your church, staffing positions, Sunday school teachers or ministry people, even the finances and the spiritual warfare of our church, amen, is affected. It is. God has been dealing with me and with our leadership and this church altogether that we need to continue to train. Brother McDonald was here a little while after that day. We went, took him out to dinner. And the topic that I was talking with him about, it's not how to get people to come in the front door. We get people to come in the front door. It's how the problem that I'm having, that our church is having, is training or the development of saints. I'm just here we are. This is Wednesday night, and I am giving you my heart. This is it right here. We need to develop saints. Amen. People that are committed to the kingdom of God. People that are willing to, you know, put themselves on the line, you know, to stand out in front and do whatever God wants us to do, to be willing to be used by God. Amen. That's why I'm so excited that we have people that are coming to our Elements classes. Amen. People that are coming to Bible study, and people that will come on Monday on an off service night to prayer meeting on Mondays. Amen. I've been involved with churches with 2 and 3 and sometimes 400 people. And you have an off-night prayer meeting and there's 6 people. Yeah. You know, with a church of 300, you'd think you'd have more than 6 people. Right. And sometimes on Monday night, I've counted 20 and 30 people. You know, that's half of our attendance. So praise the Lord for praying people. Amen. Thank God for praying people. Amen. The Elements classes, I want to thank God for them too. Amen. Because that is the development that we need. Because when you get through and it takes about a year to go through all 4 Elements classes. But when that year is done, I'm asking God, don't stop now. God, keep going. God, use them greatly. God, put your hand upon them and let your anointing and the Holy Ghost, Lord God, just bring them to a new place in you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Training is important. Teaching is important. You know what we need? And if I could italicize and put in bold font and capitalize, I would right now. We need teachers. We need preachers. Amen. If the fulfillment of the vision that God has given me for this church is ever going to take place, there's going to be other churches that come out of this church. Amen. It's not enough to just have us and our little four walls, you know. That's not it. That's not what the kingdom of God is about. Amen. It's more than that. It's growing people to go out and to spread the gospel and to preach the name of Jesus. Amen. To say who God is. It's not enough to keep it to ourselves. It's not enough. We need saints. Saints that will do the will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So get ready. Amen. Get ready. Many of you are going to continue to grow in God as saints before God. Amen. And God is going to raise you up. God is going to use you in His kingdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Surely you may be curious as to what makes the difference between a saint and a member. I'm thankful for church members. You know what? To be a member of our church, you got to come. To be a voting member, you know, in our business meeting, we vote for the leaders in our church. We vote on things in our church, and if we make a real big decision, we'll bring it to the church body. To be a voting member, yes, you have to have had the Acts 2:38 experience, repenting, baptism, and filling of the Holy Ghost, and coming faithfully to church. That's a church member. But even all the church members, I wonder if they're really saints. Coming, showing up doesn't make you a saint. Amen. You got to have a walk with God. Amen. You got to be living for Him. Amen. Members, you could again come into our doors one time. The first time you come here, you could have an experience with God. You could repent. You could be baptized and receive the Holy Ghost in one day. And thank God for it. You didn't have to go to Bible college and, you know, wait 4 years. You could have it right now. Praise the Lord. And I'm thankful for that. But saints are a process of time. And testing. Blameless. Sacred. Consecrated before God. Almost anyone could be a member. But saints are cut above. Amen. They have a relationship with God. Amen. That's why one song writer said, "Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in." You know, everybody that calls himself a Christian is not going to make it to heaven. You know, that's not really friendly words, but it is absolute truth. Man, you got to have a commitment and a love for God yourself to make it to heaven. Amen. You got to have a resolve that I am going to serve God every single day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Saints are a cut above. He wrote in Corinthians to all that are called to be saints. Saint is not moved by every wind of doctrine, but has learned to love the Word more than our necessary food. The Word is precious. Amen. We can't take the Bible for granted. It's powerful. It will shape our lives. It will give us direction. Amen. It will give us power if we'll believe this word. Amen. A saint is one that loves the church and feels and carries the burden of responsibility to help it be a success. Amen. Saints are those that want to carry the load. Not because somebody put it on them, but because they volunteered. They want to chase after the will and the purpose of God. Amen. A saint of God understands the connection between God and the house of God. Attendance, showing up to church, is important. A saint understands that. Amen. Sometimes members come when it's convenient. You know, I've had people, you know, you can give me any kind of excuse and I'm not going to argue with you. You know, my opinion is you should come to church. It doesn't matter what's going on. Now, there are exceptions. You know, family members, health problems, you can name it. Stuff goes on and life happens. And even the pastor doesn't make it all the time. But it's a high priority. It has been a high priority in my life for more than 40 years now. Amen. And many times, if I'm not in church in this building, I'm in church in the Apostolic Jesus Name One God Church next to where I'm at. Be it across the country or nearby, I still make it to the house of God. Amen. Because that's where I want to be. Amen. Nobody has to make me go. Amen. I want to be in the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Saints will be in the house of God at every opportunity, every time they can. They'll go when they're able. Amen. Sometimes I've had to tell a saint, stay home if you're sick. Time or two, not too often. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, and reading 26 also. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more, we should do it even more fervently, as ye see the day approaching. Anybody look at the news feed and what's going on in Israel? What's going on in our world? What's going on in the earth? I tell you, the time of the coming of Jesus Christ Amen. Is at hand.
It is.
Amen. Amen. It's not time to mess around. It's time to get serious about living for God. Verse 26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. This gospel is the last station. There is no other truth pertaining to our salvation than this. Amen. There's nowhere else for me to go. There's nothing else except this. Amen. Praise the Lord. Saints feel a debt of appreciation to the church and to the ministry for all that God and the church and the household and the brethren and the fellowship has done in their lives. Amen. The church has helped change. It has changed my life. in the life of my family, in the life of my children, in the life of my grandchildren. The church, Jesus Christ, this truth has shaped and formed my whole life. Everything is centered upon this. Nothing is right without it. Amen. If you get outside of the Word, if you get outside of the Bible, if you get outside of the truth, it's craziness. I would have to lose my mind. Go crazy to leave this truth. I would have to be mad to take some other path. There is no other path. This is the life. This is the way to live. It's the only way to live. To be a saint of God is my objective. It's my goal. It's my hope. It's my dream. It's my desire. I want to please God. Praise the Lord. And I feel a debt of appreciation to God, to Jesus, to the church, to the house of God, to the fellowship of my brethren. Members are sometimes fickle. Saints are dependable. Amen. The value of a saint. I'm trying to draw the picture. There is a difference, and I hope you see it. I want to strive to be everything that God wants me to be. I'm not you, and you're not me. But God has a special place in His kingdom for you. Amen. Saints have learned to not let every mood swing of emotion. We're still human beings. Women and men both have emotions. But saints have learned to not let the mood swing of emotion become a stumbling block. Sometimes I see things that want to get me mad. You want to see what a gorilla looks like? Sometimes I get a gorilla mood. Okay, I got to suppress that, right? Or, you know, sometimes even in women or men, they have, don't let the mood swing you out of being a saint. Amen. God is not the author of confusion. Amen. Amen. Saints are the backbone of any church. Across our fellowship, saints are the people that make it happen. Amen. God uses people in the church. Because those saints tithe. Those saints give. Those saints sacrifice. Those saints pray. Saints have learned to allow the Scripture to govern their lives. They allow holiness standards to become a part of their committed lifestyle. Amen. It's a part of being a saint. Amen. Loving holiness. It's a part of sainthood. You don't do it because the pastor said so. You don't do it because your mom said so. You don't do it because sister so-and-so said so. Or brother so. You know, you do it because this is my walk with Jesus. Because this is what God would have me to do. Amen. praise the Lord. If it pleases God, it doesn't matter who it displeases. Amen. And vice versa. Saints are the people that love God and the church enough to stand faithful and loyal, to be there. They are worth more than their weight in gold. Amen. Higher than precious metals or money or things. Saints are not finicky, picky, or nibbling at every meal. Oh, I'll take this and I'll take that, but oh, I don't want none of that. No. If it's in the Word of God, it's good for you. Eat your spinach. You can learn to like, maybe even love spinach. I used to not like it. It's good stuff now. I like greens. I like vegetables. And I love the Word of God. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Jesus. Saints will tend to put the business of the kingdom before some of their own business. Romans chapter 16, beginning at verse number 1. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Centuria, which ye receive, or that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatever business she hath need of you, for she hath been a securer, that in the Good News Bible it says good friend, of many and of myself also. You know, you can't offend saints as easily as normal people. They just will not be offended. You know, some people have told me things that, you know, well, okay, I understand what you said. I might not agree with it. But praise the Lord for saints. Thank God for saints. Saints won't take offense. Saints can take correction without crying all the time. Paul was constantly greeting them, saluting them, saying good things about them, writing books to them. Praise the Lord. Saints will work to align themselves and their children with the house of God. Amen. Saints will be at prayer meetings. Saints will be faithful in their giving. Saints love God. His house and everything about God's kingdom. Amen. The prayers of the saints live long after their body. Amen. Praise the Lord. The prayers that we pray, they do not die when we do. Amen. Praise the Lord. I remember my mom. I must have heard her say it hundreds of times. You know, I'm the baby boy, right? And there's a whole bunch of people in my family. I want to pray for my family, that God would keep my children. You know, that God would service after service after service after service. But my mom never stopped praying. Amen. And look, now her son and his 4 children and his 13 grandchildren and probably the children after them will go on in knowing Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, and she hadn't even, you know, she's got on to her reward. She died years ago. But I tell you what, those prayers for her family still stand before God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you understand now why saints are precious? That I hope I conveyed just a little bit of my valuable opinion of a saint. Amen. Revelation chapter 8, verse number 4. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. The prayers are still there. Keep praying. Amen. Maybe you didn't see it happen right away. Keep praying. Saints do not give up easy. They were born in adversity. Acts chapter 26, verse number 10. Which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison. Saul, who became Paul, was locking up saints. Having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them oft in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. He went chasing after them. I tell you what, the New Testament church was born in adversity. I've not had adverse conditions like that. But it's still tough. It has been tough on many occasions to remain faithful. Amen. But I'll tell you what, God will see you through. Amen. And you will be blessed when you're faithful. Praise the Lord. To be a saint of God is one of the highest compliments a man or a woman that they could be given, to be called a saint. Not everybody that comes into the household of the doors of this church or any church, not all of them are going to make it to heaven. But every saint will. Amen. Every saint will make it to heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I know the battle gets tiring. Yes, it does. We are still in our fleshly bodies. But there is a prize. Read the back of the book. We win. Amen. There is a reward. Praise the Lord. Psalm 34, 6 to 11. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. For there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I'll tell you what, I agree with Brother Dyke. You know, the people of the world are worried about stuff and that they have no control over. Amen. I want to be concerned about Jesus Christ and about pleasing Him. And you know what? Then God is going to take care of me. God's going to bless my house when I am faithful to Him, when I live as a saint. Amen. Let me show you something to help you in the storm, dear saint of God. Zephaniah 3, beginning at verse number 1. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house and shall also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Excuse me. God will make a way for you. Amen. If you will determine to be a saint of God, God will clothe you, keep you, give you a place. He will make you blessed. Amen. Yes, we have an enemy that constantly harasses us. And yes, the struggle of life moves on. But through it all, God is with us. Amen. The Lord gives us places to walk. He supplies our every need. Amen. David said, he prepared a table before me in the presence of enemies. That's Psalm 23, verse number 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. You know, the enemy wants to overtake you, but God wants to bless you. Amen. Psalm 50. Verses 2 through 6. In fact, stand with me. I'm closing. I'm going to end a minute or two ahead of my normal time. Psalm 50, reading from verse number 2 to verse 6. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous around about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Amen. We can rest assured we will have a righteous judge. Amen. Nobody is going to fool God. Amen. And God will keep his word. Amen. Would you love him with me? Lord, I love you, Jesus. Lord, I want to be a saint before you. Lord, I want to commit my life, Lord, unto you. Lord, I want to do everything that I can, Lord, to please you. Help me, God, to be a saint, Lord. Help me, Lord, to live for you. Help me, Jesus, to do it, Lord, by your power, Lord, by your hand upon me. Help me, God, to serve you. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. Have your way in this house. Have your way in this people. Lord, let your anointing, God, be upon the saints. And thank you, Lord, for each and every one. Thank you, Lord. They are precious, Lord, as jewels. Lord, they are wonderful in the sight of God and men in the house of God. Thank you for saints of God. In Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen. Thank you for coming. God bless you. You're dismissed.